Fact check, Joe Biden claims he capped insulin costs for seniors. By Sean Moran on March 7, 2024. Claim, President Joe Biden said during Thursday's State of the Union address that he capped the cost of insulin. Verdict. False. Former President Donald Trump first capped the cost of insulin. Now Biden is claiming credit for it after axing Trump's move to cap insulin cost. Biden said during his speech. With a law I proposed and signed and not one Republican voted for, we finally beat Big Pharma. Instead of paying $400 a month for insulin, seniors with diabetes only have to pay $35 a month. And now I want to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for every American who needs it. While no one may want Americans to see higher prices, Biden was not the first president to cap the cost of insulin for seniors. One of Biden's first actions going into the Oval Office was to suspend Trump's executive order aimed at lowering the prices of insulin and epinephrine, which would have gone into effect on January 22, 2021. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak wrote, Trump prided himself on efforts to lower drug prices in the absence of congressional action, cutting red tape at the Food and Drug Administration for drug approvals, and using executive orders in an effort to force the pharmaceutical industry to cut prices. Though he worked with the industry in Operation Warp Speed to develop vaccines far faster than anyone previously thought possible, he clashed repeatedly with the industry in public as it supported negative ads against him. Under President Trump, prescription drug prices fell, on aggregate, for the first time in nearly half a century. After Biden suspended Trump's move to lower the cost of insulin, he demanded during his 2022 State of the Union address that Congress lower insulin prices. Biden also claimed last year that he capped the price of insulin, which Breitbart News ruled was also a misleading claim. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.